Greetings, friends. This is Steve Dupuy for the Bible News Prophecy Program with Dr. Bob Teal, bringing you news and analysis of world events in light of Bible prophecy. Dr. Teal, with the conflict between Israel and Iran making front page news these days, are we in the early stages of the Gog-Magog conflict spoken of in Ezekiel 38?
You know, while military actions are going on between Iran and Israel, along with various threats from both sides, the answer to that question is no, and we'll quote Ezekiel 38 later. However, it is of prophetic interest to note that the small nation of Israel is prophesied to be attacked by one day by a confederation that looks to involve Iran, and that's in Isaiah 22. And Iran may decide to strike out against Israel and possibly cause a great damage to Jerusalem, which is prophesied in the Bible. Now, that being said, the U.S. has made a bunch of threats, but Iran's got weapons that can cause damage. It could actually damage the United States. However, should that occur, by the way, that will not lead to the final destruction of the United States. And prophetically, Iran would not end up faring very well because various scriptures, such as Ezekiel 32, 24 to 25, and Jeremiah 49, verses 34 to 38.
So you say we are not seeing the early stage of Ezekiel 38 with Iran. But are there others that would disagree with that?
Oh, absolutely. Both in the Jewish world and in the Protestant world, for example. This week, here's a headline from Israel 365, a Jewish source. 18th century Kabbalists predicted current war as final battle of Gog and Magog. Okay, so they're saying that there was somebody who quoted something from Numbers. His name was Rabbi Moshe Sham Zano, and he was a prominent Italian Jewish rabbi, and he said that, talking about Numbers 23:24, it's already known that Israel must go through many wars before it can rest their work, and the last war will be the war of Gog and Magog, when Israel will rise up like a lion and take revenge on the nations that oppress them in exile.
Well, are those people right?
No, even though this is talking about the lion and that's what they're calling this particular attack, Israel's not in exile. The Bible simply does not support that view.
Well, are there any Protestants that think we are about to see Ezekiel 38 fulfilled?
Yeah, you've got people like Protestant Greg Laurie who thinks it might be now. And then you've got, there's a charismatic by the name of John Barnett who wrote last month he thought it was going to start soon. And there's even on the Islamic side, back in the fall of 2023, Israel 365 News quoted some Egyptian sheikh. He says war between Iran and Israel would usher in Gog and Magog. This guy is a former Grand Mufti of Egypt. His name is Sheikh Dr. Ali Guma. And he said that we don't know what will happen after the destruction of the Zionist entity, the Jews, Israel. They're not worth a mosquito's wing in the eyes of Allah and the Muslim people, according to him. He says, but if that happens, America would immediately move in. America will move in. The Hadith says you will fight the Byzantines. Those Americans are the Byzantines of our day. If Israel's finished and America moves in, what will happen? Russia will immediately move in. Who are these Russians? They're Gog and Magog. And then getting back to Israel 365 article itself, it just says that there's some parts of the Quran that talk about Gog and Magog. Various Jews and Protestants, by the way, including the late Protestant prophecy writer Hal Lindsey, mm-hmm. have pointed to certain events soon to be triggers for the Gog and Magog prophecies in this age. However, Ezekiel 38 is actually not going to be filled for at least 1,000 years from now.
Why do you claim these prominent Protestant scholars, Jewish rabbis, and former Grand Mufti are all wrong about Ezekiel 38 and that its fulfillment is over 1,000 years away?
Because of what the Bible actually says. Okay, the Gog-Magog war is in Ezekiel chapter 38. So I'm going to go to it. I'm going to use the New King James Version, just because it's easier for people to understand, starting in verse 1. So I'm going to read what the Word of God says. It says, "Now the word of the Lord came to me," that's Ezekiel, "saying, Son of man, set your face against Gog and the land of Magog, and the prince of Rosh, Meshech, and Tubal, and prophesy against them and say, Thus says the Lord God, Behold, I am against you, O Gog, the prince of Rosh, Meshech, and Tubal. I will turn you around and put hooks into your jaws and lead you out with all your army, horses and horsemen, and all splendidly clothed, a great company with bucklers and shields, all of them handling swords. Persia," that's Iran, "Ethiopia and Libya are with them, all of them with the shield and the helmet. Gomer and all of his troops, and all the house of Togarmath from the far north and all its troops. Many people are with you. Prepare yourself and be ready, you and all your companies that are gathered to you to be a guard against them." Now, those verses are talking about a group getting ready to battle. Now, various nations such as Russia, Iran, and parts of Asia are included in here. And verse 5 mentions Persia, which is a reference to the land of Iran. Okay? That area of Iran currently occupies will be involved in this battle. But what does the Bible say about when? And that's the problem these prophecy watchers have. Well, you can tell going for the next couple of verses. So Ezekiel 38, starting verse 8, says, "After many days, you will be visited. In the latter years, you will come to the land. These will be brought back from the sword and gathered many people on the mountains of Israel, which had long been desolate. They were brought out of the nations, and now all of them dwell safely. You will ascend, coming like a storm, covering the land like a cloud, and you and your troops and many peoples with you." Now, this is talking about a regathering of Israel. But people think, oh, that must be for now. But in addition to misapplications of Scripture by some rabbinical writers, some Protestants believe that the creation of the nation of Israel in 1948 fulfills verse 8. Yet it really was not the fulfillment for a bunch of reasons.
Well, give us some of those reasons then.
Well, one reason says in Ezekiel 38, you're supposed to dwell safely.
Okay.
The Jews don't dwell safely, and the Jewish diaspora spread throughout the world. You know, there's a lot of, plus you've got the fact that there's a lot of descendants of Israel who are not Jews. They're not part of the tribe of Judah. You know, the Bible shows that Israel split into the kingdoms of Judah and Israel after the death of Solomon. And there's, these tribes represent hundreds of millions of people who are currently alive. And as far as the Jews, there's only about 7.2 million of those in Israel. And a lot of them, there's a lot of Jews that are outside of Israel still. And we have to, again, pay attention to the fact it says in verse 8 of Ezekiel 38, these people are dwelling safely. That is not the case for Israel today. Now let's go further in Ezekiel 38, starting verse 10. It says, "Thus says the Lord God, on that day it shall come to pass that the thoughts will arise in your mind, and you'll make an evil plan. You'll say, I will go up against the land of unwalled villages. I will go to a peaceful people who dwell safely, all of them dwelling without walls, neither having bars or gates, to take plunder, to take booty, to stretch out your hand against the waste places that are often inhabited, and against the people gathered from the nations who have acquired livestock and goods, who dwell in the midst of the land. Sheba, Dedan, the merchants of Tarshish, and all their young lions will say to you, Have you come to take plunder? Have you gathered your army to take booty, to carry away silver and gold, to take away livestock goods, and to take great plunder?" Now, you know Israel's got their iron dome and their military weaponry. And again, this is, the attack is against the peaceful people in an unarmed village. And that's not Israel today. That can't happen until after the return of Jesus.
Right.
Further, there's simply no plan to go and take a lot of gold and silver out of Israel right now by some power in the north. Nor does the current nation of Israel have that stuff. Officially, the nation of Israel has no gold reserves at all. I checked this out repeatedly according to all what's known, they don't have it. Mm-hmm. They also don't really have any appreciable amount of silver. So how can these people be planning this against unwalled villages, peaceful people who has lots of gold and silver? They don't have it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, you know, the reality is also you've had some prophecy watchers on the Protestant side who believe that anytime Iran or Russia does something, it's about time to fulfill Ezekiel 38. And some claim that the so-called Bible code points to it in this age, but that's simply not the case. We actually also have a YouTube on that called the Russia, Iran, Syria, and the Bible Code. Ezekiel 38 is not for our time. Now, what about Islamic prophecies? I mentioned some things from the Grand Mufti, but a lot of those people, a lot of Muslims don't agree. First of all, the area of Byzantium is now currently controlled by Turkey, and hence it is not a prophecy about the United States. Mm-hmm. Okay. And other Islamic scholars have pointed to the Turks or the Roman Empire being related to that. Now, I'll read something from the New Encyclopedia of Islam. It says, quote, "The last days as described in Islam are marked by the figures Gog and Magog, the Mahdi and the Antichrist, and Jesus. Gog and Magog representing the fortress of chaos, have been kept at bay. At the end of time, chaos will break through the wall of divinely imposed order, and the world will succumb to outer darkness. At the same time, it's believed there'll be the one who will rise up called the Mahdi, who sounds like the biblical king of the south. The reign of the Mahdi will be followed by that of the Antichrist. Once the Antichrist has led away his followers, Jesus will come, destroy the Antichrist in the closing moments of this cosmic drama." So the Muslims actually have some stuff right, but except for the fact it doesn't start with this Gog and Magog. And the reality is the return of Jesus is not to happen, even according to Islam, until after the Imam Mahdi has reigned for 7 years. And there's not one in place, okay? So according to them, it couldn't happen yet anyway. As far as Jesus goes, the Muslims do teach he's a prophesied Messiah, but they don't think he's the Son of God and things like that. Anyway, that said, the Imam Mahdi, the king of the south, is not currently reigning. So even according to Islamic prophecy, Ezekiel 38 is not about to be fulfilled. Furthermore, according to Islam, Gog and Magog are not supposed to be released until just before the judgment day. That's not yet.
Thank you, Teal. Does the Bible shed any light at all on when the Gog-Magog war will occur?
Yes. According to the Bible, the Gog and Magog epic comes after the millennium. Oh, and then you can consider that the judgment day. You know, we can go to the book of Revelation, chapter 20. Talks about when starting verse 7, says when 1,000 years are expired, Satan's going to be released out of his prison, go to deceive the nations, which are gathered in the four corners of the earth, Gog and Magog, to gather them together to battle. Okay? So that's what the Bible talks about. And then you go further in verse 11, talk about the great white throne judgment, and people are going to be judged, the dead, small and great, standing before God. And the books are open. And so this is not talking about something that's happening now, or something that can happen for at least 1,000 years. So no, according to the Bible and even Islamic prophecy, Ezekiel 38 is not about to be fulfilled. Anyway, people need to read the Bible over headlines and proper interpretations from men.
Thank you, Dr. Teal. For more interviews with Dr. Teal, in addition to written as well as audio articles, visit our website at BibleNewsProphecy.net. This is Steve Dupuy for the Bible News Prophecy Program.